This spring, one-third of U.S. Air Force fighter jets, bombers, and other aircraft were grounded because of across-the-board budget cuts. They're back up and flying, but if the U.S. gets involved in a prolonged military engagement with Syria, Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says those budget cuts will become evident.
Certainly, sequestration is a factor because both the readiness and deployment of military forces are affected by sequestration. And there are some in Congress who want to keep their heads in the sand about that because they're ideologically committed to spending cuts no matter where, no matter for what.
Connolly says he's hoping a side effect of the situation in Syria will be Congress revisiting sequestration. But Virginia Republican Scott Ridgel says Connolly and others are using the unrest in the Middle East to play politics.
The long-term damage to our military is very, very serious. But in the short term, does the president have what, every full capability? The answer to that is absolutely.
Lawmakers in the region on both sides of the aisle agree the White House needs to provide more details to Congress about last week's alleged chemical weapons strike, reported to have killed more than 1,000 Syrians. I'm Matt Laszlo.